Now that we're home more than ever, we need to feel safe. Call it a sign of the times or the world we now live in. What do you want to keep safe? Wouldn't it be nice to have tested, trusted 24/7 protection? Peace of mind, real protection that's always there for you and your whole family? Well, now you can with one of our state-of-the-art home security systems. Call 800-970-8405. That's 800-970-8405.
As Into Tomorrow continues, here's a little tech tidbit for you. The creators of the PNG image file format wanted it to be pronounced ping, but there's no I in it, so people just say PNG.
There's no I in ping, like there's no I in ping in team.
That too, yeah. Whatever it is you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Welcome back Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Blueberry Podcasting. With a new intuitive dashboard and stats system that now gives podcasters unparalleled insights into their podcast growth, start your free trial now at blubrry.com.
I shall do just that. People who have lost a hand can face real challenges, but computer technology is making prosthetics smarter than ever. With this week's Into Tomorrow Health Tech Minute, here's Alfred Poor.
Thanks, Dave. Ever since Captain Hook, people have sought ways to make prosthetic hands more useful. Enormous strides have been made to restore the functionality of the human hand, with robotic prosthetics that can move in response to signals from the wearer's body. Esper Bionics is a company that has developed a hand that relies on artificial intelligence to improve the connection between the wearer's brain and the robotic hand. The system learns to recognize different movements and actions, and uses this information to control the grip more precisely. As a result, dexterity and control can improve over time. The company has a video that shows wearers performing common tasks such as cutting fruit with a knife, brushing hair, painting, and even putting on makeup. The result is a prosthetic hand that allows the wearer to act more naturally and thus feel more comfortable about using the prosthetic device. For Into Tomorrow, I'm Alfred Poor. Back to you, Dave.
Thank you so much, Alfred. Be sure to sign up for his Health Tech Insider free weekly newsletter. You can do that at healthtechinsider.com. And while you're at it, hit us up at intotomorrow.com and be sure to snag our free tech newsletter. John in Montgomery, Alabama, listens online. Hey, John.
Hello, guys. I love the station and what you do. I have a Netgear router, AC 1900, and I've had it now for about 4 to 5 years, and I have had people who have built networks for the government and private companies. They said that it's good to change out the router every 3 to 5 years because the hardware firewall tends to get old and you need to buy a new router to have that new hardware firewall. First of all, I want to know if it's true. And if it is, what is the best router to get? I kind of have this preference for the Netgear routers, but if there's something better out there, let me know. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, John. It's our pleasure. But no, it's not really anything you need to worry about. Home routing firewalls don't really evolve that much. They basically just close off incoming ports unless you open them, and they usually have an option to allow software to open the ports directly. That's pretty much about it. Home routers don't have any kind of advanced firewalls built in, and they don't really vary a whole lot from router to router. Now, that's not really a bad thing. If you've got a server from a service like AWS, Azure, Google Cloud, Hesner, or OVH, for example, DigitalOcean, another one, or any of the many infrastructures as a service provider, the out-of-box firewall would roughly work the same way, except with an IP address range filter, if you will.
Yeah, things can and do get more complex with server-level firewalls, since you can tweak them to do specific things. And when you operate them for something like government services, you would need to replace aging physical firewall devices because firmware updates are important to avoid security holes that can be exploited. A home router firewall, for the most part, just keeps ports closed and opens them only when you explicitly ask it to, and they get next to no maintenance from day one. So there's no reason to replace your router just to get another one that'll never have its firmware updated either.
Exactly. So let us know how it works out for you, John, but we think that you're going to be just fine. Oh, speaking of just fine.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
We got goodies for you, man. All you need to do is participate like John did and others listening and participating during the show today. Call in, win stuff. It's that easy. We've got goodies like SureCall, their Fusion To Go Max cell phone signal booster for your vehicle. That's worth $500.
From Hampton Products International, we got a whole bunch of smart items like a security light, an indoor camera, surge protectors, floodlight bulbs, and outdoor smart plugs.
Obvious Solutions sending us a lot of their cool stuff like their Minder portable folding Bluetooth keyboard. Bunch of those valued at $50. How about for $90 each, we got several Minder laptop tower stands. Very helpful.
From Casio, we've got their CTS-1000V keyboard that can speak words, valued at $450.
Oh, that's sweet, too. And it does speak words. It's really kind of cool. Tiki Tunes from Limitless Innovations. These are Bluetooth speakers with LED flickering flame effects. They sound good. They look even cooler. And we got a bunch of them to share with you.
From Bluejour, we've got several of their Cube mini PCs with a unique design, valued at $750 each.
How about a $1,500 e-bike from Danago. It's actually from bike.com, their Danago 48-volt electric bike. Again, valued at $1,500. Some lucky listener participating gonna win that.
We've got several AM/FM Bluetooth digital clock radios from Sanjean.
And of course, how does one participate to win stuff? It really is easy. We've got three main ways. You don't want to send an email because the whole idea of the summer giveaway, we need to hear you on the show.
You can call 800-899-INTO, use the free Into Tomorrow app, or click that Ask Dave microphone on our site at intotomorrow.com.